Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole gang here. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. So yesterday, I had to go to the dentist. I had to get some work done. And to do that, my dentist suggested, because I don't think I've ever had it with her, I've done it before in the past, that I do some laughing gas. So I was really afraid that it would be something like this.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Good.
Four fingers?
Nuh-uh. Don't put that in. Don't put it in your mouth, okay? You feel good?
I can't see anything.
Yes, you can. Stay in your seat.
Whoa!
Good old David after the dentist.
Now, you said something that was interesting. You actually like going to the dentist. I do, too. I've never met someone just like me. On the regular, like for cleanings, I don't enjoy it, but I feel like, yes, I'm taking care of my mouth, my teeth. It's important, right?
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't go enough, and I love my parents. Like, I'm not mad at them. A lot of people can't even afford braces, but, like, my teeth were all jacked up. So as I got older in life, had insurance through work, I'm like, well, I don't like wasting money. But, yeah, I'm really big into oral hygiene. You want to have, a nice smile.
Yeah.
It's just you feel good about yourself. People unfortunately judge you on that. Like, that's a big thing. It's an attractive thing to people. But just in general, yeah, like, I don't love it when they're scraping my tooth or, like, I'm not like, ooh, it's turning me on. But that doesn't bother me. Like, other people get so much anxiety. But for whatever reason, my doctor thought that maybe I needed laughing gas yesterday. I didn't have to get a root canal, thank God, but I had to get, they had to grind off a tooth pretty much and put a crown on. That's what they do.
Oh,
I'm not going to get into any
more
detail.
But no root canal, so that's really good news.
That is good, but it still was like an hour and a half procedure because they have to do a little mold for it, like to figure out like what the right size is and make it work. So that went on yesterday, and she's like, why don't we just try to give you some laughing gas and see if that'll relax you? I'm like, okay. I'm like, you sure I need that?
I love laughing gas. I had like the best experience ever on laughing gas.
Really? What happened with you, McKenzie?
So I had a cavity, which is crazy because I'm so diligent about my teeth. And I'm kind of like a lightweight. And obviously I was getting up early just like we do here. But I had a great time. I felt elated. I was like floating outside of my body.
They must have really had yours cranked up. I barely felt anything. I'm like, hit me with some more.
Oh my God.
No.
I couldn't drive home. Like, I had to wait. And I was just like, this is heaven.
Really? Oh, I wish.
I don't know what was in that, but I loved it.
No, okay, then I need to get the good stuff. She told me she wasn't going to give me a lot, she said, but I didn't even think I needed it because as long as you numb me up nice and good up there, that's all I need. And boy, it was gross. I'd love to get details, but I know everybody will get grossed out, but it's just like, it's so gross to hear them. You can still hear it, even if you don't feel it.
Right.
You can hear it with your ears and you hear the tooth coming off. So anyways, I've got a temporary one on there now, and they gave me like a whole protocol where I'm supposed to eat on my like left side for the next week or two.
So what happened? You said you maybe let something.
I was hoping you'd forget about that,
or you said something inappropriate. What went down?
I just found out, by the way, my dentist is listening. She just texted me saying I did an awesome job. Oh God, now I feel really awkward sharing this story.
I'm holding you to it.
I don't think I should. What if she doesn't let me come back again?
Do it.
So I was a little bit. I guess I didn't realize it relaxed, and I was talking about how some of my friends are trying to conceive a child, and I just talk about, isn't it so interesting? Like how you see kids like on MTV, and like they're totally not ready to be parents, like 16 and pregnant,
right,
and having kids. But then there's adults that are 30, 40, 50 that can, you know, cannot have kids, and they're trying everything.
Absolutely,
and they struggle.
Yes.
And I'm like, I feel like those would be some of the best parents out there because they really want to nurture and love kids. And instead of saying best parents, I said breast parents. And then I just kept on saying breast. I'm like, oh my God, did I say breast? I didn't mean boob. And it spiraled out of control.
You're like, is it going to get hooter? I mean hotter in here.
Yeah, exactly. And I kept on saying breast like 17 more times. So I think people even next door to me, because when I am a little drunk, or in this case off laughing gas, I'm loud. I'm like, they be the breast parents ever. So somebody over there, breast. It was really awkward. So I think I'm going to get this work done and then find a new dentist just for the fact that I'm too embarrassed. Like I don't want to go
that
back.
That is,
yeah,
not that,
no,
bad.
It was, because I think they were like trying to laugh it off, like, oh, Joe's a little funny right now.
How many times did you repeat it?
7.
See, that's the problem. One, no, not bad. You can come back from that kind of embarrassing. But your problem is you get your foot stuck in your mouth, and then you insist on shoving it all the way down your throat.
I didn't even mean to do this one. This one just happened.
I've done that on live TV. I was trying to introduce a world-renowned pianist. And you can imagine Mackenzie. What came out. And I was live. And then I repeated it, which made it worse. I was like, I mean, p-p-p. And I could not get, I was, why didn't I just say piano player?
Is there a video of this?
Yes. And then I thought, no one noticed. And then we went to commercial break and my phone is blowing up like, ah, you said it.
All right. So embarrassing. Well, I guess
so
I don't.
I'm with you, Joe.
Yeah, but you want. Here's the thing, though. I guess yours is worse because you wanted a laughing gas. But either way, Dr. Gove, I love you, but I'm gonna have to find a new practice because I cannot show my face around there. Just let me know when my crown's ready to come in, and we'll put that on there. Okay. Coming up next in Joe's Need to Know News, would you want to know when you're going to die? A new test says it can tell you, like, pretty much down to, like, within a few years. And if you're a friend of thrill rides, you might reconsider going on one of these next when you hear what happened. I am out. I will never go on this ride after this video that just went viral. Joe's Need to Know News is next.